Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I'm Chris Clements.
And our president, Mr. Joe Biden, is a big fat liar.
Well, he's really senile too.
I think his biggest problem is that he's a liar. So the I'm fired up.
But he's
today.
Been that way for long time.
Exactly right. The part of what I'm fired up about today on this regard is, you know, remember when Robert Hur put out his memo.
Yes.
To the Justice Department explaining why he was not going to prosecute Joe Biden for holding sensitive documents for years and for
seven different places, apparently.
You know, that's a crime.
Yeah.
And so the special investigator put out a report, said, well, we're not going to prosecute because we don't think we can get a conviction because his memory is such that we can't prove that there was actual malice and that this was,
well,
he was doing it.
What he said is that a jury would not have sympathy for an old man with a lapse of memory.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing, but.
And so that night, Joe Biden does a press conference.
Yes. 7:30 PM, which is past his bedtime,
yes,
by the way.
And the point of the press conference, I think, was twofold. Was one, to show that Joe Biden's memory was fine.
I'm doing fine.
And he also wanted to push back on what he considered an outrageous line of questioning that Robert Hur had done against him regarding his son.
Yes. I know where you're going with this.
So he said, says that I don't remember the date of my son's death. How dare he raise that? When he asked me that, I thought to myself, that's none of his business. When it turns out, when you actually read the transcript, Joe Biden is the one who brought it up. You're talking about 2017. Robert Hur's asking him, well, why did you have all these documents in these different places? And he says, well, you have to understand, that was either when my son was deployed or he was dying.
Which was years earlier.
And he said, you know, when was that? And he says, well, it was May 30th. And then off, you hear on the transcript, a male voice that's not Joe Biden says, sir, that was 2015. What? Wait, it was? 2015? So not only did he not remember when his son died by 2 years, it wasn't the special investigator who brought it up. It was Joe Biden himself. But he lied directly on TV to the American people, live on TV, said, when he asked me that, I thought, how dare he ask me that question? That's none of his business.
The problem is he doesn't remember him asking
what
that
it
question.
Well,
he doesn't remember. He probably doesn't even remember the exchange.
That may be. But what it reminded me of was, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. That's what it reminded me of. Just a bald-faced lie directly to the people.
Never told anyone a lie.
Yeah. I mean, But
doesn't that go to Robert Hur's point? Because the Democrats are trying to have it both ways. They're trying to say that Hur exonerated the president, which he did not. He said that there is absolutely enough to prosecute here, but we are choosing not to prosecute because of his state of mind.
Right.
So you can't have it both ways.
No, you can't.
So they attacked Robert Hur yesterday at the hearing for giving Donald Trump this amazing gift of Biden's senility, which you can see in real time. You can see the decline of Joe Biden in real time. It's happening.
Yeah.
It happened yesterday. He froze up in front of the camera again. You're seeing it in real time. It's sad. It's horrible. I don't want this for our president, but you're seeing it in real time. Yet the Democrats seem to think that they can have it both ways.
Yeah.
So the alternative then is, and nobody's talking about this, which I want your take on this. Here's the biggest difference between the case against Joe Biden and the case against Donald Trump when it comes to the records. Joe Biden was a United States senator and the vice president. He took those documents out of some skiff, stuffed them in his pants or did something with them, and then took them home and distributed them everywhere. They were in the Biden Center. They were down in a lobbyist's office. They were behind his Corvette. They were down in the basement. They were everywhere. And then he shared them with his biographer.
Right.
In real time.
Yeah.
And the difference is he was the vice president. He had no business having any of those documents.
So that,
he had no legal authority to have any of those documents.
Right. So that is a big difference. The fact that he was a senator and the vice president.
And they're saying,
the
president. He didn't obstruct. I'm like, having stuff like that for 8 years is...
Well, look.
And you know you have them.
He clearly committed a crime. But Trump also committed a crime. Because Trump, while he could have those because he was the president, taking them after he was president was wrong. But then even more so, the obstruction of, you know, not returning them.
Not returning them when
and
he was
then
asked.
Trying sure. to cover up the, you know, by having his guy go try to wipe the server of the
okay, but if you're
video,
not going to prosecute Biden because he obstructed as well, what are you going to do with Trump?
Well, they're going to prosecute Trump. They're going to try. But yeah, it's going to get
gonna
dragged
try. On. It's going to get dragged on and dragged on.
Yeah.
But to my other point, Joe Biden is senile. He probably has Alzheimer's. Yeah. And we're watching it in real time.
We're watching it in real time. Well,
and other parts of the transcript are fascinating because he goes off on several tangents talking about his Corvette and talking about like his wife looked really hot in a bikini or something. I mean, he goes off on tangent after tangent after tangent, and Robert Hur has to steer him back to the line of questioning.
Yeah. Yeah, it.
And yet, if you listen to the mainstream media, oh, he was
well,
engaged
they talk about, yeah,
for
they
5 hours.
The Biden, the Beau Biden, you know, death date was a nuance. Well, no, that wasn't the nuance. He just flat out forgot. He was off by 2 years.
He got confused and disoriented.
What drives me crazy,
which is sad,
is and this is another typical thing of Joe Biden. I mean, he's used the death of his son as a shield for everything that he's done wrong.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's.
I mean, the whole point of him raising, he raised the death of his son because he was trying to make the excuse to Robert Hur, well, you know, this was a chaotic time because my son was dying, you know, and it wasn't, not only was his son not deployed, because he says he was either deployed or dying, both are traumatic things, you know, for a parent, but he was off by 2 years.
Yeah, but even the way he brings it up to service members' families who have lost loved ones is disgusting.
Well, yeah, because he'll
Bo Biden did not die in Iraq, and there's no evidence that, you know, he got cancer from something that happened in Iraq. And it's sad that he died. There's a lot of people in D.C. that we know who liked Bo Biden. He was a well-liked guy, kid, unlike his crazy ass, you know, drug addict, sex offended brother. Bo was, Bo was the golden child.
Yeah.
And you can see that in the president's mind. He was the golden child. And you know what? Shame on Jill Biden. Shame on her for allowing this farce to continue.
Well,
and my understanding is that she's so in love with the power. She's so in love with the position. She's allowing this farce to continue. And she allowed this farce to go forward, you know, in the election.
Well, and it will be very telling to see what she does this election, because I will say it again. I think I'm going to probably say this, I don't know, every day, every week until the August convention.
Well,
they're
we know
have to replace him.
Yeah.
Now, will they do it? Is it going to be a peaceful transition, or is it going to be a hostile takeover?
I mean, he is absolutely. I mean, that press conference that you referenced. My understanding is that he demanded that press conference, and
it was
nobody
such a mistake.
Nobody could talk him out of it. And he demanded. He said, "I'm the president of the United States. I'm doing this to defend my honor, whatever it is." And they shuffled them out there. I don't know what they injected him with.
Well,
but whatever it was,
whatever they're
injecting him with, I want some of that in the morning.
Not only did he not prove that he was not senile. I mean, he
mental acuity
mixed up the president of Egypt,
mental alacrity,
president of Mexico. But he also lied his ass off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it is just so, it is so offensive.
My filter, Joe Biden, was formed at a very young age and was formed by my father. God rest his soul. He told me Joe Biden was a lying SOB, I think when I was like 10 or 11.
Well, I was not quite that young when I, well, I guess 88, well, I was 18 when he was plagiarized. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, then the plagiarism.
Because he's a Democrat.
Piece, and then, I mean, and then the Clarence Thomas piece and the Borking piece. I mean, come on.
If he were a Republican, the media would have destroyed him and his career would have ended in 1988.
Absolutely.
Ended.
It should have been ended.
And yet this guy came back again to do the Clarence Thomas fiasco. And then, you know, you name it. The guy is just a piece of crap.
Well, and he has used his name and to enrich his family. And we're going to keep finding more and more about that as the election goes on.
Yeah.
You know, Hunter Biden refused to testify publicly this week.
Yeah, he's changed his mind.
Changed his mind.
Oh, wait.
No!
You called me on that.
No,
you,
I don't.
You called
that
my
means
bluff?
Under oath?
You called my bluff?
In front of America?
Wait a minute.
I don't want to do that.
I didn't expect you to call my bluff.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Mommy Jill, save me.
Yeah.
Well, what the gun charges are going through, and there looks like, Hunter,
It is.
You are not the golden child, Hunter. Sorry.
Again,
Daddy still loves Bo more than you.
The pile-on effect with the Bidens are just going to force the Democrats into a situation where they're going to lose. They're going to lose. If they don't replace Biden, Trump is going to win.
And you still think Michelle Obama is going to float down in her golden pantsuit?
That is literally the only way that you can you take Joe Biden off the ticket?
See, I heard yesterday from a very reputable source that Gavin Newsom is gunning for this.
Well, of course he's gunning, but he's never going to get it. They're not going to, there's no way.
Because how do you?
They're not going to leapfrog Kamala with Gavin Newsom.
She is the chameleon. You never know where you're going to get.
That's true, but they're just, it's not possible. It's not possible. And even if they did, I mean, Trump would beat Gavin Newsom.
Oh!
I mean, the point is, you have to replace Biden with somebody that would beat Trump.
Yeah.
And as far as I can tell, there's only one person right now that could do that, and that's Michelle Obama.
Well, and California is becoming a wasteland.
Well, yeah.
Every day, it's something new.
And as I said, people say, "Well, Michelle Obama's a hard no." Yeah, she's a hard no until she's a yes.
And what do you think about the Chicago convention?
I can't wait because this is going to be 1968 all
over
again.
Is going to be pomp and circumstance, and the people who don't like Trump are just going to shut their mouths, and it's going to be patriotism. It's going to be full blown.
Well,
we won't be there. We might do a play by play.
I would think that the media is going to cover it as they did the last one. This is the dark
Christian nationalism. And, yeah. We're all Christian.
Because heaven forbid we believe that our rights come from God.
Oh my gosh. What a radical idea.
Radical.
Horrible. And then, but Chicago,
it's going to be
fun. It's going to make 1968 look like a picnic.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be crazy. There's no doubt about it.
Like a picnic on the beach.
Maybe we should go to that one.
I do not want to be in Chicago in August. I do not want to be near the Democratic Convention in August. That is going to be just a total, complete shit show.
Yeah, yeah. But it'll be exciting because there's definitely going to be some things that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun. So, it'll be fun to watch.
All right.
That's what we do. We watch, we learn, we criticize.
And we comment.
And we comment and we have fun.
Yeah.
Because Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, my gosh.
And so is Donald Trump.
Yep.
So is our body.
Not always for the good.
Nope. Nope, because he just can't help himself.
Yeah. All right. Well,
is that all we got today?
That's what we got today.
Yeah, because you're going to go change diapers, don't you?
Yeah. Got baby duty.
Baby duty.
So, 13 days old.
That is so great.
Leo. Leo Cannon.
That is so great.
All righty.
Eight is enough.
Thanks, guys.
God bless.